Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're on the Saturday Magazine Show. It's Dom here. I'm very pleased to say that I've got a guest with me now. He's involved in a new specialised smartphone app that's been created and designed for parishes across the country with the goal of supporting stronger communities and enabling parishioners to stay up to date with the latest news and events. So the app sort of goes into your parish. The app is there and you can log into it and find out all about what's going on. Very interesting. But in the studio now to tell us more about the Your Parish app, we have John Quinn, who is the Project Outreach Manager for the Irish Catholic. John, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, good to have you. Well, first of all, how did this app come about?
Well, this is something that Grace Communications, who publishes the Irish Catholic, have been working on for a few years. They were noticing increasingly that parishes were kind of struggling a little bit with, you know, communications is one of the things that, you know, a lot of pastoral councils really struggle with, as well as kind of reaching out to young people and young families. And these are the areas that they knew that they wanted to try to help parishes to kind of be prepared for. So the app was kind of developed with that in mind. The apps in the United States, there's apps for parishes and that kind of thing, but it hasn't really kind of hit Ireland shores. And yet you're looking around at the proliferation of social media, especially, but apps and smartphones everywhere you go, most people are on it. And so we wanted to try to help parishes to be able to meet the people where they're at, and that's invariably on their phones, especially with young people and especially young families, to try and find ways to be able to reach out and strengthen the bonds of the community as well.
So the idea of this is that you're potentially getting something in the hands of people that's going to connect them a bit with what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think, you know, one of the major points of any parish is about relationship, you know what I mean? And it's the personal relationship with Jesus, but it's also about the relationship of everybody who's there together. And, you know, we used to be brilliant at building communities in Ireland, especially in Irish parishes, you know, over the years. But it's something that perhaps over the past few years isn't as strong as it used to be. And we wanted to try to help parishes to be able to reach out and to create the bonds and help people to really kind of connect in. Because invariably what you have is people who maybe aren't trying to find ways to be able to share the message with those people, you know, everybody from regular parishioners to those who maybe are on the outskirts of the parish and maybe want to become more involved but don't necessarily know how. So the app is trying to find a way to, it's available for people to download for free, so they'd be able to kind of download it and to see all the information that's in there, to get kind of direct notifications from the parish themselves, but also to find a way to, read, you know, the daily readings, and there's reflections and stuff like that in there too. So it's a way of kind of making the relationship all encompassing.
So, okay, so you've got an app that tells you what's going on locally. You've also got an app that it gives you some rich content where you can get some scripture readings in it. You can pray with it, and that's interesting too.
I think that's the thing. It's about kind of, you know, the community side of things is really important, and to be able to ensure that everybody's able to be part of a wider community. But also then, perhaps as part of that, people are trying to look for ways to, you know, I'm going to Mass and I'm looking to try and find a way to make my faith not just the Sunday experience. How can I try and make that happen maybe during the week? And it's what I think about this app is helpful, is that it allows people to go at their own pace and to be able to kind of go, okay, well, you know, maybe I might be interested in kind of dipping into the Mass readings for the day, or to have a little bit of a reflection to try and help me with my prayer time. I'm especially thinking of young families, you know what I mean? If you're sitting there with your family around and trying to find a way, you know, we just don't have time, you know, and trying to find ways to find resources to help you with that. So hopefully the app might be a way of allowing, you know, young families to bring their faith life to life during the week as well as on Sunday. So they're able to kind of keep in contact with what's happening in the parish and the different events that are happening, the masses and all that type of stuff. But also to be able to bring that faith alive during the week too.
Absolutely. So where is it launched so far? And you've been sort of going through a process, haven't you?
Yeah, so we went through, I mean, this is the wonderful thing about technology is that it's really amazing, but you want to be sure that it works, because I think this is something that really has a vast potential, but you really want to be sure that it works. So what we decided to do is to launch it in three parishes first in a pilot phase over the Easter. And we were delighted to say that we had some really positive feedback from it. And so we're able to look in the next couple of weeks at being able to launch it wider, because we think that what we found is that it's a pastoral resource as well as being a practical resource for parishes. And it's interesting to see how the different parishes have been using it. You know, one of the parishes who we're dealing with are looking to try to use it as part of the confirmation and First Communion program for the parents, to try to help communicate and connect with them, as well as kind of allowing them to have a resource as well for, you know, prayer and that type of thing. And then another parish is using it very much as a kind of a communication tool to be able to ensure that everybody knows what's going on. So it's interesting, during the pilot phase, what's been so interesting is to see that different parishes have been able to utilise the app in different ways. And so that's given us a good amount of strength. So I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to look to try and launch it wider.
Okay, and so I'm interested, and let's say I'm you know, from a parish that hasn't even considered this, what do I do to sort of find out more and get involved?
Absolutely. So most of the time, for every parishioner, it's free for everybody to download. So if you might be interested in finding out more, you're able to download it. It's on the Google Play Store or on the App Store. You can download it and have a look through. Obviously, the most important thing then would be to try and get your parish involved. So let's say there's you know, someone who's on the parish pastoral council, or there's a priest who's thinking about trying to get involved. They can find out more on www.yourparishapp.ie, or get in touch with me, and we can find out ways to try to get the parish kind of on there. So the idea is that the parish comes to us, and then we go through a process of putting their details up on there for a small fee, and the monthly kind of rent that goes on there. And then it's free for all parishioners to kind of download. And one of the other things that I think is really helpful on it is that I know, you know, we're both kind of young family mascaras, and on the app itself, you're able to kind of donate directly through PayPal through a click of a button on it. And I know that when I'm going in the Sunday morning and I don't have any change on me or anything, it's one of the ways of increasing the ability of people to be able to kind of give back to.
I see. So it's as things get more technological for us in terms of our finances, the app provides another service there.
Absolutely. So absolutely. Give. And I think one of the interesting parts on it too has been that, you know, the outreach for you know, young people and young families is there, but it's what I have found quite interesting is like that it spans the generations. It really, you know, is something that works. You know, I'm thinking of
a lot of people,
you
know, have smartphones.
They, I mean, really, yeah.
It's surprising, but a lot of people that, you know, septuagenarians, they have smartphones and they know how to use them.
Absolutely, and I think that what comes down to is very often they might have grandkids, or they might have their own children on the other side of the world, and they're increasingly using smartphones to be able to kind of have that communication tool, and they're very comfortable with that. And I think that's one of the areas that this shouldn't just be seen as something. It's very helpful for young people, but I think it's not just for them as well. It could be for the whole parish community. I think that's one of the things that's quite heartening, is that it's a cross-generational thing.
Yeah, so an opportunity for people to connect. And do you think, John, that there's a real need generally for us to find these new methods of connecting to people, you know, in the parish setting?
I think increasingly, you know, we're called as Christians to be able to go out and bring the gospel to people. But that's very difficult to do very often if we're in our church buildings and they're not coming into the church buildings. So I think increasingly we have to try and find ways of looking at the technology that's out there, and not just doing it for the sake of it, but engaging with the technology and using that in the right way to bring the good news to people. And I think very often the best way good news can come to people is through relationship and through community. And the technology that we have here is trying to bridge the community to the wider community, the parish community to the wider community, and allow them to kind of support each other and to engage with what in the Catholic Church is called the new evangelization, of really trying to bring the good news to everybody.
Well, it's a fascinating tool, and I'm sure that it's got a very interesting, bright future. I know you're launching it at the moment, but we find out more at yourparishapp.ie. That's one place
Correct.
To go.
Yeah.
It's available on the Google Play for Android phones, etc., and it's also available on iTunes.
Correct.
So you can
yeah.
download it straight away and check it out. And John, well, all we could say is I hope it goes swimmingly. I think it's going to be a sort of digital revolution for parishes. Do you think? I mean, is this what you're aiming for?
Well, absolutely. I think every revolution starts with one thing, so that's what we're hoping for. But you know, that's it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, John, all the best with that. And it's great to talk to you this morning. We'll certainly be encouraging everyone to give it a go and download it. Yourparishapp.ie is the place to go. And, of course, you can get in touch with John. He works as Project Outreach Manager for the Irish Catholic. And I'm sure he's an easy man to find if you look for him. He's one of those people who's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm everywhere.
He has Twitter. John, it's a pleasure to have you this morning.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.